الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The virtues of the verses of prostration and 60 rulings. Attar supplication. O Allah Almighty, whoever reads or listens to the booklet, the virtues of the verses of prostration and 60 rulings, grant them the sweetness of prostration, bestow upon them and their parents forgiveness without reckoning, and bless them with entry into Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The excellence of salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever recites salat upon me out of yearning and love three times during the day and three times during the night, it is upon Allah's grace that He forgives his sins of that day and that night. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Monks embraced Islam. Sayyiduna Shaykh Abu Madyan rahmatullahi alayhi was a high-ranking saint from amongst the Abdal. He would deliver sermons in Jami Masjid Khidr, Andalusia, after the Fajr prayer. On one occasion, a few monks dressed in Muslim attire and sat amongst the people in order to test him. The Shaykh, rahmatullahi alayhi, fell silent for a short while before beginning his sermon. A tailor then arrived, and the Shaykh, rahmatullahi alayhi, asked him, "Why were you so late?" He replied, "Master, I was delayed because I was making hats all night as you had commanded." The Shaykh rahmatullahi alayhi took the hats from him, stood up and made all the monks wear them. This greatly surprised the people, but the matter was not yet clear. The Shaykh rahmatullahi alayhi began his sermon and mentioned this phrase, "O seekers, when the winds of divine grace from Allah blow upon fortunate hearts, they extinguish every light." He then took a breath and nearly 30 of the masjid's lanterns went out. Then he raised his head and said, "La ilaha illallah, there is no one worthy of worship but Allah. O seekers, when the lights of divine providence illuminate dead hearts, they live in comfort and peace, and every darkness is illuminated for them." He then took a breath, and the light of all the lanterns returned. After this, whilst explaining a verse of prostration, the Shaykh rahmatullahi alayhi prostrated. The people also prostrated, and the monks, fearing humiliation, also prostrated along with the people. In his prostration, the Shaykh rahmatullahi alayhi supplicated, "O Allah, you know the well-being of your creation and the welfare of your servants better. These monks are prostrating in your court along with Muslims in the attire of Muslims. I have changed their outward appearance. No one but you has the power to change their inner states. I have seated them at your table of generosity. Take them out of the darkness of disbelief and bring them into the light of faith." The monks had not yet raised their heads from prostration when the impurity of disbelief and polytheism was dispelled from them, and they entered Islam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Dear Islamic brothers, did you see the status of the saint of Allah? By the grace of Allah, he not only recognized the non-Muslims in Muslim attire, but also brought them into the fold of Islam through the blessing of his supplication. May Allah have mercy on him and grant us forgiveness without account for his sake. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. A verse of prostration was mentioned in this account. Let us learn about the virtues and rulings of verses of prostration, along with other beneficial insights related to them. Why is a verse of prostration referred to as a verse of prostration? Upon the recitation of a verse of prostration, and even upon hearing or reading that part of it which requires prostration, prostration becomes wajib, i.e. necessary. For this reason, it is called a verse of prostration, and this prostration is called sajda ad-dilawat, i.e. prostration of recital. Advice to the disbelievers through a verse of prostration. In Juz 30 of the Noble Quran, Allah Almighty says in Surah Al-Inshiqaq, verse 21, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَإِذَا قُرِئَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقُرْآنُ لَا يَسْجُدُونَ. And when the Qur'an is recited to them, they do not prostrate. This verse and the one mentioned after it in Reason for Revelation are also verses of prostration. Prostration of recitation becomes wajib, i.e. necessary, on the one who recites or hears them. Reason for Revelation. When the verse وَسْجُدْ وَقْتَرِبْ, prostrate and draw near, of Surah Al-Iqra was revealed, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam recited this verse and prostrated. The believers also prostrated with him. However, the disbelievers of Quraysh did not prostrate. So in condemnation of their behavior, this verse, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقُرْآنُ لَا يَسْجُدُونَ, and when the Qur'an is recited to them, they do not prostrate, was revealed. It was stated that when the Qur'an is recited to the disbelievers, they do not perform the prostration of recitation. The Qur'anic exegete Imam Fakhruddin al-Razi rahmatullahi alayhi says, since the disbelievers were extremely eloquent and articulate, they were left with no other option after listening to the Noble Qur'an but to accept that it rendered them unable to produce anything like it. When they knew that the prophethood of the Noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam was correct and that it was obligatory to obey his commands and prohibitions, it was necessary for them to believe in the Noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam and obey him. Since the disbelievers did not do this, it is rightful that Allah condemn them for not prostrating after listening to the Quran. The verse proves that prostration of recitation is compulsory upon the person who hears a verse of prostration. The hadith also proves that it is compulsory upon both the one who recites the verse and the one who hears it. Reasons for the prostrations of recitation. Imam Ali bin Sultan Muhammad al-Qari al-Hanafi rahmatullahi alayh quotes Imam Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahmatullahi alayh as saying, the reasons for the 14 prostrations in the Noble Quran are as follows. Number one, in some places, those who prostrate are praised. Number two, in some places, those who deny prostration are condemned. Number three, in some places, prostration has been commanded. And number four, in some places, prostration has been encouraged. A crowd would gather. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma states, the Noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would recite a verse of prostration whilst we were with him, and we would prostrate alongside him. It would become so crowded that we would not even find a place for our foreheads to prostrate on. Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayhi writes, prostration becomes compulsory by both reciting a verse of prostration and hearing one. It proves that this prostration is very important, as the companions radiallahu anhum would crowd together to perform it. Satan runs away crying. Upon seeing a person prostrate, Satan is filled with grief, lamenting, "Alas, this human was commanded to prostrate, and he prostrated, so he was granted paradise. I was commanded to prostrate, but I refused, so I was given hell." In this regard, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "When a person recites a verse of prostration and prostrates, Satan runs away crying and says, 'Alas, this human was commanded to prostrate, and he prostrated, so he was granted paradise. I was commanded to prostrate, but I refused, and I was given hell.'" Which prostration is intended here? Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Al-Naimi Rahmatullahi Alayhi states, under this blessed hadith, "Satan runs away in grief upon seeing a person perform the prostration of recitation, because this prostration is different from the prostration of prayer. And the prostration that Satan refused to perform was also separate from the prostration of prayer. For this reason, he grieves upon seeing this prostration of recitation and not upon seeing the prostration of prayer, because he himself used to perform the prostrations of prayer." A tree prostrated upon a verse of prostration. Sayyiduna Abdul Rahman bin Harmala rahmatullahi alayhi states that he had memorized the prayers and daytime actions of Sayyiduna Sa'id bin al-Musayyib rahmatullahi alayhi. When he asked his slave about his nighttime deeds, he informed him that Sayyiduna Sa'id bin al-Musayyib rahmatullahi alayhi would recite Surah Sad every night. When he asked him the reason for reciting this specific surah, he said, "Once a man from the Ansar recited this surah near a tree. When he reached the verse of prostration and prostrated, the tree also prostrated. The Ansari man heard a voice from the tree saying, 'O Allah, grant me a reward for this prostration. Remove the burden of sins from me. Bestow upon me the blessing of gratitude, and accept my prostration just as you grace the prostration of your special servant, Sayyiduna Dawood alayhi salam, with acceptance.'" Prostration of recitation at night and the supplication of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The mother of the believers, Sayyida Aisha as-Siddiqa radiyallahu anha, narrates that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would recite the following in his prostrations of the Quran at night. Sajada wajhiya lilladhi khalaqahu wa shaqa sam'ahu wa basarahu bihawlihi wa quwwatihi. My being has prostrated to the one who created it and cleft open its ears and eyes with his power and might. What should one recite in a prostration of recitation in prayer? If the prostration of recitation is performed during an obligatory prayer, one should recite Subhana Rabbiyal A'la, glory be to my Lord the Most High. If it is performed during a supererogatory prayer, one can recite either that or the supplications that are mentioned in the blessed ahadith. For example, Allahumma laka sajadtu, وَبِكَ آمَاتُ وَلَكَ أَسْلَمْتُ سَجَدَ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي خَلَقَهُ وَصَوَّرَهُ وَشَقَّ سَمْعَهُ وَبَصَرَهُ تَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. O Allah, for you I have prostrated, in you I have believed, and to you I have submitted. My being has prostrated to the one who created it, gave it form, and cleft open its ears and eyes. Blessed is Allah, the best of creators. Or one can recite, Allahumma aktub li indaka biha ajran wa du'anni biha wizran waj'alha li indaka zukhran wa taqabbalha minni kama taqabbaltaha min abdika Dawood. O Allah, because of this prostration, record for me a reward with you and remove the burden of sins from me. Make it a treasure for me with you, and accept it from me as you accepted it from your servant, Sayyiduna Dawood alayhi salam. Sayyiduna Iman ibn al-Malik rahmatullahi alayhi said that it is sunnah to recite this supplication during the prostration of recitation.
Or one can say, وَيَقُولُونَ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّنَا إِنْ كَانَ وَعْدُ رَبِّنَا لَمَفْعُولًا.
And they say, our Lord is pure. Indeed, the promise of our Lord was to be fulfilled. What should one recite in a prostration of recitation outside of prayer? If it is outside of prayer, one can recite the same supplications mentioned above, or the supplications narrated from the companions and the tabi'een rahimahumullah. For example, it is narrated from Sayyiduna Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma that he would recite the following in prostration. Allahumma laka sajada sawadi wa bika amana fuadi. Allahumma rzuqni ilman yanfa'uni wa amalan yarfa'uni. O Allah, my body has prostrated to you, and my heart has believed in you. O Allah, grant me knowledge that benefits me and deeds that raise my status. It is also preferable to recite the following verse during the prostration of recitation. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Subhana Rabbina in kana wa'du Rabbina lamaf'ula. Purity is to our Lord. Indeed, the promise of our Lord was to be fulfilled, because Allah Almighty mentioned it in the Noble Quran in relation to His saints. Zeal for recitation and the prostration of recitation. The great spiritual guide of the Naqshbandi spiritual order, Sayyiduna Imam Ahmad Al-Sirhindi rahmatullahi alayh, would recite the Noble Quran frequently during his travels, at times completing 3 to 4 chapters. When he would come across a verse of prostration during his recital, he would get off his conveyance and perform the prostration of recitation. May Allah have mercy on him, and may we be granted forgiveness without account for his sake. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Weeping before prostration. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhuma states, when you recite a verse of prostration for Allah, do not hasten to prostrate until you weep. If the eye of one of you does not weep, then his heart should weep. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. 60 rulings concerning prostrations of recitation. For the benefit of those who are keen on religious rulings, and to compile the various rulings of prostration of recitation in one place, we are presenting approximately 60 rulings from important books such as Al-Fatawa Al-Radawiya, Bahari Shariat, etc. Some of these rulings are presented in a question and answer format. Please study them with great attention, and if you do not understand a ruling, you should contact a prophetic devotee who is a mufti, or contact Darul Ifta Ahli Sunnah to ask for clarification. May Allah grant us the ability to acquire religious knowledge for His pleasure and teach it to others. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. When does prostration of recitation become compulsory? Number one. Prostration becomes compulsory by reciting or hearing a verse of prostration. Number two, if the translation of a verse is recited in English or any other language, prostration becomes compulsory on both the reciter and the listener, whether the listener knew it was the translation of a verse of prostration or not. However, if the listener did not know, it is necessary that he be informed that it was the translation of a verse of prostration. If the verse itself was recited, it is not necessary that the listener be informed that it was a verse of prostration. Number three, the condition for recitation is that it should be in a voice loud enough to be heard by the reciter himself, if there is no obstruction. Number four, For the listener, it is not necessary to have heard it intentionally. Prostration becomes compulsory even if it was heard unintentionally. Number 5. If one recited the verse loud enough that he would be able to hear it, but he did not hear it due to noise or deafness, prostration still becomes compulsory. If only the lips moved and no sound was produced, it does not become compulsory. Number 6. It is not necessary to read the entire verse for prostration to become compulsory. It is sufficient to read the word which contains the wording of prostration along with a word before it or after it. The method of prostration of recitation. Number 7. The sunnah method of prostration is to stand up and go into prostration while saying Allahu Akbar. Recite Subhana Rabbiyal A'la at least 3 times and then stand up whilst saying Allahu Akbar. Saying Allahu Akbar both before and after the prostration is sunnah, and both standing up before going into prostration and standing up after prostration is mustahab, i.e. preferable. Number 8. When saying Allahu Akbar for the prostration of recitation, one should neither raise one's hands, nor is there any tashahud or salam in it. Number 9. The intention is not conditional upon specifying which verse it is from. A general intention for the prostration of recitation is sufficient. Number 10. If a verse of prostration is read outside of prayer, it is not compulsory to prostrate immediately, though it is better to do so. Delaying it is makruh tanzihi, i.e. minor dislike, if one has ablution. Encouragement from the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, rahmatullahi alayh. My master, the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi alayh, has mentioned something very beautiful in his Al-Fatawa Al-Radhawiyya regarding performing prostration of recitation both during and outside of prayer. The summary of his words is presented in a simple manner. In prayer, if a prostration of recitation becomes compulsory, it is necessary to perform it immediately. Delaying it for more than 2 or 3 verses is a sin. Outside of prayer, when a prostration of recitation becomes compulsory, the best and safest way to avoid sin is to perform it immediately. If there is no excuse, people tend to think they will perform it later and then forget, as the Arabic proverb says, وَفِي التَّأْخِيرِ آفَاتٌ. There are dangers in delaying. For this reason, the scholars have declared delaying the prostration of recitation outside of prayer as makruh tanzihi, but not impermissible. Number 11. At that time, if one cannot prostrate for some reason, it is mustahab for both the reciter and the listener to recite. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. We heard and obeyed. Grant us your forgiveness, and to you alone is the return. Number 12. It is makruh tahrimi, prohibitively disliked, to recite a whole surah and omit the verse of prostration. However, there is no dislike in only reciting the verse of prostration. But it is better to also recite 1 or 2 verses before or after it. Number 13. If the Imam recites a verse of prostration but does not prostrate, the follower should not prostrate either but should follow the Imam. Number 14. If a woman recites a verse of prostration in prayer but begins her menstruation before prostrating, her prayer is nullified and the prostration of recitation is excused. Number 15. Prostration does not become compulsory by spelling out the letters of a verse or by hearing them being spelled out, because spelling out letters one by one or hearing them in this manner is not considered reciting or hearing the noble Quran. Number 16. Similarly, if a bird, for example, a parrot, recites a verse of prostration, prostration does not become compulsory on the listener. Number 17. Likewise, if a person recites a verse of prostration in an open area like a forest, and their voice echoes, or if it hits a mountain or some other object and echoes back, and the words of the verse of prostration are heard correctly in that echo, prostration of recitation will not be compulsory on the listener. Number 18. Even if a person does not stand before or after the prostration, or does not recite takbir when descending for prostration, or does not recite tasbih during prostration, the prostration is still valid. However, one should not omit takbir, as doing so is against the practice of the pious predecessors, rahmatullahi alayhim. Number 19. If a person is prostrating alone, it is sunnah to recite the takbir loud enough for them to hear it with their own ears. If others are also prostrating with him, it is mustahab to say the takbir loud enough for them to hear as well. Number 20. If a verse of prostration is recited in prayer, it is compulsory to perform the prostration immediately during that same prayer. If one delays, they will be a sinner. Delaying means reciting more than three verses after the verse of prostration. If one recites less than that, it is not considered delaying the prostration. However, if the words of prostration are at the end of a surah, such as in Surah Al-Inshiqaq in Juz 30, there is no harm in reciting up to four more verses before prostrating. Number 21. If a person forgets to perform the prostration of recitation in prayer and recites the concluding salam, they should perform the prostration of recitation as soon as they remember, as long as they remain within the sanctity of the prayer, i.e. they have not performed any action that invalidates the prayer. After that, they should perform the prostration of forgetfulness, I recite tashahud again, and then recite salam to conclude the prayer. Number 22. If a person performs the ruku before reciting more than three verses after the verse of prostration, their prostration of recitation will also be performed through this prostration, even if they did not make the intention for it. Number 23. If a verse of prostration is in the middle of a surah, it is preferable to perform the prostration of recitation before reciting the subsequent verses. After completing the prostration, one should resume recitation and then proceed to perform the ruku. However, if a person performs the ruku immediately after reciting the verse of prostration and makes the intention for the prostration of recitation during the ruku, the prostration of recitation will also be performed through this ruku. But if a person neither perform the prostration of recitation nor perform the ruku immediately, but instead continued reciting the rest of the verses of the surah, he cannot make the intention for the prostration of recitation in the ruku. He must now perform the prostration of recitation, so he should perform it as long as he is in the prayer. Number 24. If two or three verses of the surah remain after the verse of prostration, one has the choice to either perform the prostration of recitation immediately and then recite the remaining verses, or to immediately perform the ruku and the prostration of prayer. Likewise, a person also has the choice to recite the remaining verses first and then perform the ruku and the prostration of prayer, as in both these cases, the prostration of recitation will be performed through the prostration of prayer. Or, instead of performing the ruku, he can perform the prostration of recitation and then, upon standing, recite some verses from another surah and then perform the ruku'u. Number 25. If a person does not make the intention for the prostration of recitation whilst going into ruku'u, but makes the intention after reaching the ruku'u position or after standing up from it, the prostration of recitation will not be performed through that ruku'u. He will now have to perform the prostration of recitation separately. Number 26. In an audible prayer, it is more preferable for the imam to prostrate so that the followers can also prostrate. In an inaudible prayer, it is preferable that the imam does not prostrate so that it does not cause any confusion for the followers. Instead, after reciting the verse of prostration, he should immediately bow into ruku'u without making the intention for the prostration of recitation. Thereafter, he should perform the prostration of prayer so that the prostration of recitation is also performed for the followers through this method. Number 27. If the imam performs the prostration of recitation and the followers thinks it is a ruku'u and performs ruku'u, he should immediately prostrate without completing his ruku'u, performing only one prostration. If a follower performs the ruku'u and two prostrations, his prayer will be nullified. Number 28. If a person remembers that he forgot to perform the prostration of recitation whilst in ruku'u prostration or qada, i.e. the sitting position, he should perform the prostration immediately. After the prostration of recitation, he should repeat the pillar of prayer, for example, a ruku'u or prostration, that he was performing prior. Even if he does not perform it again, his prayer will still be valid. However, if he is in the final qada of the prayer and performs the prostration of recitation, repetition of the qada will become compulsory because the prostration nullifies the qada. Number 29. If a person recites or hears a single verse of prostration multiple times in one sitting, only one prostration becomes compulsory, even if he heard it from multiple people. Similarly, if a person recites a verse and then hears the same verse from someone else, only one prostration is compulsory. Number 30. The details of what constitutes a single or a change sitting are as follows. A sitting will not change after reciting the verse if one eats a mouthful or two, drinks a sip or two, stands up after sitting, or walks one or two steps. The sitting will also not change if one replies to a greeting or speaks a word or two or walks from one corner of a room to another. However, if the place is very large, like a royal palace, the sitting will change by walking from one corner to another. If one is on a boat and it is moving, the sitting will not change. The same ruling applies to a train. If one is on an animal or a vehicle and it is moving, the sitting will change. However, if one is performing prayer on an animal or a vehicle, the sitting will not change. Rather, it will remain one sitting for the duration of the prayer. The sitting will change if one eats three mouthfuls, drinks three sips, speaks three words, walks three steps in a field, gets married or engages in buying and selling, or lies down and sleeps. Number 31. If the person reciting a verse of prostration recites the same verse multiple times in different sittings, but the listener hears it every time in the same sitting, the reciter will have to perform as many prostrations as the number of sittings he read the verse in, whilst the listener will have to perform only one prostration. If the opposite happens, meaning the reciter recites the verse multiple times in one sitting and the listener hears it in different sittings, the reciter will have to to perform one prostration, whilst the listener will have to perform as many prostrations as the number of sittings in which he heard it. Number 32. If a person recites or hears a verse in a sitting and performs the prostration, then recites or hears the same verse again in the same sitting, the first prostration is sufficient. Number 33. If a person recites or hears a single verse of prostration several times in one sitting, he should perform one prostration at the end. It is contrary to what is desirable to perform prostration as many times as the verse was recited. However, the ruling regarding Salat is different. If the sacred name of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is mentioned or heard several times in one sitting, it is compulsory to recite Salat once and desirable to recite it every time. Number 34. A sitting will not change by sitting for a long time or by being busy with reciting the noble Quran, reciting tasbih, reciting the testimony of faith, or preoccupation with a religious lesson or speech. However, if a worldly task, such as sewing a piece of cloth, is performed in between, the sitting will change. Number 35. If a person recites the same verse of prostration multiple times in one unit of prayer, one prostration is sufficient. Whether the person performs one prostration after reciting the verse multiple times or performs one prostration after reciting it once and then recites the same verse again multiple times. Similarly, if the same verse of prostration is recited in different units of the same prayer, i.e. before the recital of Salam, one prostration is sufficient. Number 36. If a person recites a verse of prostration in prayer, performs the prostration for it, and then recites the same verse again after the salam in the same sitting, the prostration performed during the prayer will suffice for the recitation outside of prayer. Prostrating again will not be wajib upon him, provided the person did not perform any action that invalidates the prayer after the salam. But if the person spoke to someone, he will have to prostrate again. If a person recited a verse of prostration in prayer, but did not perform the prostration, then after the salam he recited it again, he will have to perform one prostration. The prostration missed during the prayer will be excused. Number 37. If a person recites a verse of prostration outside of prayer and performs the prostration, and then he recites the same verse in prayer, he will have to perform the prostration again. However, if he did not perform the prostration before the prayer, the prostration performed in prayer will also suffice for the recital outside of prayer, on the condition that he did not perform any action that invalidates the prayer between reciting the verse and starting the prayer. If a person does not perform the prostration of recitation both before and during the prayer and completes the prayer, neither of the prostrations can be performed. The person will also be a sinner, therefore he must repent. Number 38. If different verses of prostration are read in one sitting, a separate prostration will be compulsory for each verse. Number 39. If a person recites a verse of prostration from a pulpit, prostration becomes compulsory on both the reciter and the listeners. However, it is not compulsory for those who did not hear it. Number 40. A prostration performed without any reason, as many people do after prayer, is neither a source of reward nor is it disliked. However, if it is performed considering it a sunnah or wajib, it will be makruh. Number 41. It is makruh for an imam to recite a verse of prostration during Friday, Eid and inaudible prayers, and in prayers that have a large number of people in the congregation. However, if the Imam performs ruku'u immediately after the verse of prostration without making the intention for the prostration of recitation, it will not be makruh, as in this case, the prostration of recitation of both the Imam and the followers will be performed through the prostration of the prayer. Number 42. If a person recites a verse of prostration on the ground, he cannot perform the prostration on a conveyance. However, if he has to get on a conveyance before prostrating due to fear of someone, he can perform the prostration on the conveyance in this situation. Likewise, if he recites a verse of prostration whilst on a conveyance, he can perform the prostration on the conveyance whilst travelling. Number 43. If a person is unable to prostrate due to illness and performs the prostration by gesturing, it will be valid. Similarly, if a person recites a verse of prostration while seated on a conveyance during a journey, the prostration will be valid if it is performed by gesturing. Number 44. If a person recites a verse of prostration, but a nearby person being occupied with some work does not hear it, the more correct view is that prostration is not compulsory upon him. However, many scholars say that even if he did not hear the verse, prostration is still compulsory on him. Number 45. If a student is reciting a verse of prostration and the teacher is listening, or the teacher is teaching and the student is listening, and both are minors, prostration of recitation is not compulsory on either of them, but it is better to perform it. If one of them is an adult, prostration is only compulsory on the adult. Whether he recites the verse of prostration himself or hears it from someone else, if both are adults, prostration is compulsory on both the reader and the listener. Number 46. A menstruating woman can listen to the recitation of the Noble Qur'an. It is only forbidden for her to recite the Noble Qur'an or touch it without a barrier. Listening to it is not forbidden. Prostration of recitation is also not compulsory for a menstruating woman if she hears a verse of prostration, as prostration is only necessary for a person who is eligible for the obligation of prayer. A menstruating woman is not eligible for this obligation. She is neither required to offer prayers during these days, nor is she required to make up for them later. Number 47. In Bihari Shariat, Sadr al-Sharia, Mufti Amjad Ali al-Azami rahmatullahi alayhi states, it is forbidden for a woman experiencing menstruation or postnatal bleeding to recite the Noble Qur'an from memory or by looking at it or to touch it, even if she touches its cover, cloth, a wrapping, or its pages with her hand, fingertip, or any part of her body. Number 48. If a person recites a verse of prostration in prayer and performs the prostration, and then his ablution breaks whilst he is still in prayer, after which he performs bina, i.e. builds on the prayer by resuming it from where it was interrupted, fulfilling all the conditions of bina, and then recites the same verse of prostration again within that prayer, he is not required to prostrate a second time. However, if he hears the same verse from someone else in the same prayer after performing bina, a second prostration will be compulsory on him, but he cannot perform this second prostration in prayer. He will have to perform it after the prayer. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Everyone came to know that he was silently reciting the Noble Quran. It is narrated that a saint was sitting amongst a few people and reciting the Noble Qur'an in his heart, so that no one would know about his pious deed. Suddenly, when he reached a verse of prostration, he prostrated in front of everyone, which revealed to all that he was silently reciting the noble Qur'an. This was due to the saint's intense piety, as he did not deem it appropriate to recite a verse of prostration and not prostrate in the court of Allah Almighty, even though prostration of recitation is not compulsory when a verse is recited silently. It is stated in Bukhari Shariat, prostration becomes compulsory upon reciting or hearing a verse of prostration. The condition for recitation is that it must be in a voice loud enough for one to hear oneself, provided there is no obstruction. If the verse was read loud enough to be heard, but was not heard due to noise or deafness, prostration is still necessary. If only the lips moved and no sound was produced, it is not necessary. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. 13 questions and answers about the prostration of recitation. Question: if a deaf person recites a verse of prostration, is it necessary for him to prostrate? Answer: if his voice was loud enough that if he was not deaf, he would have heard it, prostration is compulsory, otherwise it is not. It is stated in Fatawa Alamgiri, if a deaf person recites a verse of prostration and does not hear it because of his deafness, i.e. his voice was loud enough that if he were not deaf, he would have heard it, prostration of recitation is necessary for him. A recital of a verse of prostration in a recording. Question: if we are listening to a recorded recitation of the Holy Quran with earphones on a bus and a verse of prostration appears, will the prostration be performed by just bowing the head? Answer: prostration does not become compulsory upon hearing a verse of prostration in a recorded recitation, and there is no need to make any formal gesture of prostration with one's head either. A ruling on hearing a verse of prostration on a TV channel. Question: what is the ruling on hearing a verse of prostration live on a TV channel? Answer: if a verse of prostration is heard live on Madani channel or any other channel, prostration of recitation is not obligatory. Method of performing multiple prostrations of recitations together. Question: what is the method for making up for several missed prostrations of recitation at once? Answer: a person should make up for as many prostrations as he has missed. He should say Allahu Akbar and prostrate, recite Subhana Rabbi al-A'la 3 times in prostration, and then sit up and repeat the same process by saying Allahu Akbar again. He should continue this process until all the prostrations are completed. To perform the prostrations of recitation, one must be in a state of ablution, face the Qibla, and ensure that the place is pure. Reciting a verse of prostration in audible prayers. Question: what should I do as an imam when I am continuously reciting the noble Quran in audible prayers and come across a verse of prostration? Answer: when a verse of prostration appears, you should prostrate. However, since you are consistently reciting the noble Quran in regular prayers and a verse of prostration is appearing in between, this may not be understood by the public, as they are only used to performing the prostration of recitation in Taraweeh prayers. Amir Ahlus Sunnah Damat Barakatul Aliyah states, a long time ago I heard an account from a scholar that a person who did not offer prayers regularly but went to offer the Eid prayer, by chance something happened in the prayer that required the imam to perform the prostration of forgetfulness. The person who did not offer prayers regularly was shocked to see this and began thinking, I wonder what sect this is that recites salam on one side and then performs 2 prostrations. For this reason, we should go with what the public understands. However, the rulings regarding the prostration of forgetfulness will remain in their place. If you perform the prostration of recitation in regular prayers after a verse of prostration, your regular congregants may be aware of this, but a newcomer will be surprised to see this. For this reason, one should do what the public can tolerate without worrying them. It is necessary to avoid alienating the public. Otherwise, they may become distant from the masjid, saying, "Look at this imam. He keeps making us perform prostrations of recitation in the obligatory prayers." If a person performs a prostration of recitation in an inaudible prayer, it will be even more confusing. Question: does prostration become necessary upon writing or looking at a verse of prostration? Answer: no, prostration does not become necessary upon writing or looking at a verse of prostration. Question: what is the ruling if a person who is offering prayer hears a verse of prostration? Answer: if a person who is not offering prayer recites a verse of prostration and a person who is offering prayer hears it, the person who is offering prayer should perform the prostration after his prayer. If he performs the prostration during prayer, it will not be valid, and he will have to perform it again after the prayer. Question: if a minor recites a verse of prostration, is it necessary upon him to prostrate or not? Furthermore, if a minor recites a verse of prostration and an adult hears it, is prostration compulsory for the adult or not? Answer: a minor is not legally responsible. Therefore, if he recites a verse of prostration or hears one, prostration is not compulsory for him. However, if a minor recites a verse of prostration and a sane adult Muslim hears his recitation, prostration of recitation is compulsory on the listener. Question: in what situation can a verse of prostration be heard and its required prostration considered fulfilled without physically performing it? Answer: if a person hears the imam recite a verse of prostration and joins the same unit of prayer after the imam has already performed the prostration, that prostration is still counted for the follower. However, if he joins the prayer in the second unit, he should perform the prostration after the prayer. Question: what is the ruling on the worshipper standing up and performing ruku'u immediately after a prostration of recitation without reciting anything? Answer: in this situation, the prostration will be valid, but doing so is makruh. Question: if a person has many missed prostrations of recitation and he is unable to make them up or passes away without having made them up, how can he be absolved? Answer: in Sharia, there is no replacement or compensation for a prostration of recitation. For this reason, it is not compulsory for a person who cannot make them up to leave a will regarding this matter. He should either perform them, and if he is unable to perform them, he should repent. There is no other way to be free of this responsibility. What if a hafiz forgets to announce the prostration of recitation? Answer: what should a hafiz do if he forgets to announce the prostration of recitation? Answer: there are 14 verses of prostration in the Noble Quran. During Taraweeh prayers, Huffaz, plural of Hafiz, usually announce beforehand that there is a verse of prostration in a particular unit of prayer. Sometimes, however, a Hafiz forgets to announce it and starts the prayer. Thereafter, when he reaches the verse of prostration, he becomes confused about what to do. Some Huffaz just skip the verse of prostration and bow into ruku'. If this is the second unit of prayer, then it is fine. Otherwise, they complete the unit by reciting some verses from another place. Some Huffaz recite the verse of prostration and immediately prostrate. Since the followers are not aware of this, some of them perform ruku'u while others descend into prostration, creating a strange atmosphere, and the Hafiz also feels regretful. In such a situation, the Hafiz should recite the verse of prostration and immediately perform ruku'u without making an intention for the prostration of recitation in this ruku'u. After rising up straight from ruku'u, he should perform prostration and make the intention for the prostration of recitation in it. In this way, both the prostration of prayer and the prostration of recitation will be performed, and the prostration of recitation will also be considered performed by the followers, even if they did not make the intention for it. Question: in what situation is a prostration of recitation necessary without having recited or heard the verse of prostration? Answer: if an imam recites a verse of prostration in an inaudible prayer, prostration becomes compulsory on the follower as well, even if he neither recited nor heard the verse of prostration, because he is following the imam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. A practice for success in one's objective. According to the Hanafi school of Islamic jurisprudence, there are 14 verses of prostration in the Holy Quran. If a person recites all 14 verses of prostration in one sitting and then prostrates, hoping for attainment of any lawful purpose, Allah will fulfill it for him. One may recite a verse of prostration, perform its prostration, and then recite another verse of prostration and perform its prostration accordingly. Alternatively, one may recite all the verses first and perform all 14 prostrations at the end. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. 14 verses of prostration. Number 1. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Innal ladhina 'inda rabbika la yastakbiruna 'an 'ibadatihi wa yusabbihunahu wa lahu yasjudun. Number 2. وَلِلَّهِ يَسْجُدُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ طَوْعًا وَكَرْهًا وَظِلَالُهُمْ بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ. Number 3. وَلِلَّهِ يَسْجُدُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ دَابَّةٍ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ وَهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. Number 4. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ إِذَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ يَخِرُّونَ لِلْأَذْقَانِ سُجَّدًا وَيَقُولُونَ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّنَا إِنْ كَانَ وَعْدُ رَبِّنَا لَا مَفْعُولًا وَيَخِرُّونَ لِلْأَذْقَانِ يَبْكُونَ وَيَزِيدُهُمْ خُشُوعًا. Number 5. إِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُ الرَّحْمَنِ خَرُّوا سُجَّدًا وَبُكِيًّا. Number 6. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَسْجُدُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ وَالنُّجُومُ وَالْجِبَالُ وَالشَّجَرُ وَالدَّوَابُ وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ وَكَثِيرٌ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِ الْعَذَابُ وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Number 7. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اسْجُدُوا لِلرَّحْمَنِ قَالُوا وَمَا الرَّحْمَنُ أَنَسْجُدُ لِمَا تَأْمُرُنَا وَزَادَهُمْ نُفُورًا. Number 8. أَلَّا يَسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ الَّذِي يُخْرِجُ الْخَبْعَ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تُخْفُونَ وَمَا تُعْلِنُونَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ Number 9 إِنَّمَا يُؤْمِنُ بِآيَاتِنَا الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهَا خَرُّوا سُجَّدًا وَسَبَّحُوا بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ Number 10 فاستغفر ربه وخر راكعا وأناب فغفرنا له ذلك وإن له عندنا لزلفى وحسن مآب Number 11 ومن آياته الليل والنهار والشمس والقمر لا تسجدوا للشمس ولا للقمر واسجدوا لله الذي خلقهن إن كنتم إياه تعبدون فإن استكبروا فالذين عند ربك يسبحون له بالليل والنهار وهم لا يسأمون Number 12 فاسجدوا لله واعبدوا Number 13 فما لهم لا يؤمنون وإذا قرئ عليهم القرآن لا يسجدون Number 14 واسجد واقترب صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد